All right, we'll bring in Joe Fisher now. He's down in Tampa where Vanderbilt plays Alabama tonight, 6:30 right here on The Zone. Joseph, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, and I caught up with your traveling party last night. You guys are having a power dinner, to be sure. That's got to be one of the fun things, though, about going to these tournaments is that, you know, at least for a day or two, you kind of get to hang around everybody and you know, swap ideas, tell stories from the season and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's good to get together with all your peers in the business and spend some time and get to know each other a little better. In fact, when I hang up with you, I'll be heading down. We have our annual broadcasters meeting here at the tournament every year, and so we'll be getting together in about 30 minutes to go over some things that we usually do during the course of a year.
As one of the senior announcers, Joe, do you wear a special crown? Do you have a robe? You know, just exactly how do they honor you in these situations?
I wouldn't know. I'm not one of those. There are still a lot of guys in the league that have been here a lot longer than me, so we defer to them. That's okay. You know, guys like, you know, Jack Crystal has been here 50-something years.
And, yeah, good luck beating that guy.
You got a ways to go there.
I got a ways to go there. Jim Hawthorne has been at LSU for so many years, and, you know, the list kind of goes on and on. So it's always good. But, you know, we'll get down to business today. And then, of course, tonight, Vanderbilt's got to get down to business. And, you know, they draw an Alabama team that's playing its best basketball right now. And one of the real keys for them, you know, they've always been strong. They've always been athletic. But sort of their Achilles heel has been how well do they shoot. And over this winning streak they've been on of their last three or four games, you know, they've won four of their last five, they're shooting about 40% from three-point range. And that makes a huge difference. A guy like Anthony Brock, who you'll remember had 15 points against us off the bench, has all of a sudden become hot, you know, from three-point range. He's 9 of his last 14. So that's a real key for Vanderbilt is perimeter defense. You know, making them earn their points, because if they get hot from outside, they're going to be awfully tough to beat.
And, Joe, Kevin and I were talking about how, you know, Vanderbilt at times, the young kids, when, you know, put on the big stage, have been a little nervous to start games. It's going to be interesting to see just how they combat this, you know, with what for most of them is their first postseason game.
Yeah, hopefully they'll revert to what they did earlier in the year. A lot of times when they would go on the road, they'd actually start out pretty well. It was the home games in big situations that seemed to bother them more. But you're right, that's an unknown with this group. Although they played in a so-called tournament in Cancun, they haven't played in a tournament like this. A lot of these guys for the first time, and I'm sure it's something, Kevin, you probably don't talk about much with players, but you're just going to have to wait and see how they react to it, and hopefully they'll just have the confidence level they've had over the last three games, so they'll just come out and get ready to play basketball. They were very loose yesterday in the shoot-around. I thought it was funny. In their press conference, Jermaine Beal was asked about, you know, his thoughts of coming back to Tampa, you know, and playing at a place where they played last year and didn't have any luck. And Jermaine said, "Is this where we played last year?" he was very serious. He knew it was the city, but he didn't think it was the venue. So it obviously didn't bother him that much.
Joe, the other component is really, to me, Jermaine Beal. It just seems to be, you know, as he goes, so do the Commodores. Because if he's playing well, suddenly, you know, Brad Tinsley gets better looks. You know, if he's playing well and shooting the ball well, you can get the ball inside to Ogilvie more, which opens things up with the other guys.
Well, I don't think there's any question, and Jermaine knows that a lot of it rides on his back. He's played very well as of late, but his ability to control the floor, not turn the ball over, you know, hit a couple of open jumpers on occasion, that really opens things up inside, because I think you're going to see Alabama really try to pack it down in on A.J., you know, make him really work hard through double teams to earn his points. And so Vanderbilt's going to have some good scoring from Beal and from Tinsley and from Taylor and from Goulburn, you know, those guys to help open it up. I tell you another key, I think, hopefully, is that Festus continues to play the way he's played down the stretch. If he can give some really quality minutes like he did in the win over Arkansas, that'd be a huge lift.
5:30 pregame tonight. Joe, thanks a lot, and good luck this evening.
Okay, guys, thanks.